I'm here at Manuel's Tavern with several folks who want to say some nice things about Doug Monroe, who unfortunately is leaving us to take a teaching gig in Brooklyn, New York. So first of all, I'm Rusty. I'll just say a couple of things. I don't even know where to begin with you, Doug, because I grew up seeing you in the newspaper a lot, in the Atlanta paper first, then in Creative Loafing later, and really, I didn't get to know you all that well till I started reading your blog, Peachtree Screed, and you became a friend at that point, and you've been the fiercest advocate for transit issues that out of anyone I ever know have known around here, and there's going to be a real vacuum without you here, and we're going to miss you, so I'm just going to pass it on here.
This is Amber, and, Doug, I only knew you for about 6 months, and why does this feel like you're dead? And I'm, like, we're all saying our eulogies here, but to continue, I only knew you for about 6 months, but I'd read your columns in Creative Loafing before that, and even though I've only lived in Atlanta for about 3 years now, you were already, like, seriously a local celebrity to me. And then when I met you in person was when you showed up on drunk blogging night, showed up at the Highlander and just hung out with us. And I was like, that's so cool that this guy who's like, he's like, oh, that's Doug Monroe. He's like the famous Atlanta writer. But no, there he is just, you know, hanging out at drunk blogging night, just a regular guy. And and then I came to consider you a friend after that. And I would just echo everything Rusty said about transit issues and... I'm going to miss you, and I hope that you will start a blog in New York, and I look forward to reading it.
Hi, this is Grayson. Hi, Doug. You know me. This is funny because, God, y'all passed the mic to me, so careful what you do here. But I first met Doug during the Olympics, and he was right. All roads kind of come back to traffic with Doug. You know, they really always do. I met Doug. I was... quit ABC and was doing a gig with WSB of all people and with Channel 2. I was working for Clark Howard and we were supposed to go out and do something. I don't know, I was working for National at that time. Anyway, whatever, doesn't matter. We were supposed to go out and do something on traffic during the Olympics and they said, go interview Doug Monroe. And I'm, oh yeah, the traffic guy. And so off we, you know, it was with Clark because I was tagging along with Clark. And we met up with you, and I swear to God, it was on Peachtree Street somewhere, and we did an interview, and you started railing about traffic in Atlanta. I'm like, is it really that bad? Apparently, I had never noticed, but it was during the Olympics, and I was like, God, this guy is just, you know, is jonesing about, he has just gutted in for traffic in Atlanta. There must really be a problem here. And, I can remember that interview clear as day, and it was, you were the go-to guy on traffic at that point during the Olympics. You know, I can't imagine how many international media came and interviewed you every single day about traffic during the Olympics, and I was just, you know, a little production producer tagging along with the camera crew at the time, and that was 96, I suppose, and you kind of always been on my radar ever since.
Doug, this is Track Boy One. I only met you once, but I feel like you're a buddy. You have an encyclopedic knowledge of Metro Atlanta. That's because you're old, very old. But you did so with a pretty independent salt of the earth type view. You really looked at all sides of things, and I mean, you were here when old white men ran Atlanta, and you were there when it became a chocolate city, and you always did it with a good point of view and just really just giving people all sides of the story, and that's going to be missed. You really are the Yoda of the local bloggers. And also, one thing you're really going to be missed for is your site. Some sites are very mean, and some sites are too nice with not enough bite, and you really were kind of like a referee and traffic keeper, and you get things moving, but you also call people out when they need to be called out. I'm going to try to keep your legacy of calling out GDOT and the State Transportation Board and calling out the AJC when they're idiots. But you did a great job of what you did. But you're one of those guys that no one says a bad thing about, and that's really tough these days. So, and once again, I only met you once, but I feel like you're a buddy. And I did the whole Atlanta transplant to New York thing and came back, and I wouldn't be surprised if you do the same. But we're going to miss you, and hope you come back soon for a real happy hour. Thanks.
Hey, Doug, it's Catherine. I'm just really excited about your adventure. I'm envious that you're going to be going off on this whole new adventure. And I have two places that I want you to promise me you'll go to in New York. One is called the Temple Bar. It's in the East Village. And the other is Tuesday night at the Iridium, where the Mingus Dynasty Band plays. It's a blast. You can't miss it. Got to go a couple times. But I really have enjoyed knowing you and reading your writing. And I'll miss you, but I'm looking forward to hearing from you and hearing about all your new adventures.
Hey, Doug. It's James, also known as Griff Drift. I just want to say thanks. Over the past year, you have been the voice, powerful voice in Atlanta media that has actually given some legitimacy to some of us that are just small little independent writers out there, and you have always treated me and others as if we were equals, and that's a rare thing these days, and I've always appreciated that, and from a personal perspective, I appreciate all the advice that you've given me over the past year. And you come back to Atlanta now, and me and you'll go looking for some soda fountains together.
I guess that's about it. Thanks, everybody.